Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delectable morsel of a podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'd like to share my insights with you so you can develop your fluency. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. In today's episode, we're going to explore the phrase, the realm of possibility. What does it mean? Where does it come from? And how is it used in modern day English? Let's find out. Firstly, let's look at the word realm, spelt R-E-A-L-M. It came from the Latin word for rule or government, and then changed to mean kingdom as it became part of the French language. As it made its way into English, the word realm evolved. Nowadays, realm has three uses as a noun. 1. A royal domain or kingdom, for example, the realm of England. 2. The region, sphere, or domain within which anything occurs, prevails, or dominates. For example, the realm of dreams. And 3. The special province or field of something or someone. For example, the realm of physics. The realm of possibility refers to the scope or range of what is possible. It's often used to express that something, while not entirely certain, is still possible. For instance, traveling to an English-speaking country is in the realm of possibility. It means while it's not for sure, it's most likely that I will travel to an English-speaking country. Here are two examples. Feel free to hit pause if you wish to repeat these sentences. It's within the realm of possibility to become fluent in English. Finding a solution to this problem is within the realm of possibility. Now you know how to speak about something being in or within the realm of possibility. But what if you wanted to say the opposite, meaning it's not within the realm of possibility? You can change the preposition within or in to beyond, outside of, or out of. Let's hear some examples. Again, feel free to hit pause if you want to repeat them. Going home early today is beyond the realm of possibility. It's outside the realm of possibility that I can go home early today. Can I go home early today? No, it's out of the realm of possibility. Remember, using new vocabulary in context helps reinforce your learning. Challenge yourself to use the realm of possibility in your English conversations. Now it's your turn. Think about your plans or dreams. Are they within the realm of possibility? Feel free to leave a comment wherever you're listening to this podcast. I'd like to share with you a little story. For a long time, I'd thought about creating a podcast to share my thoughts and ideas, especially for people studying English. During my career as a language teacher, many students had asked me if I would ever consider it. And now, it has actually happened. So for me, creating a podcast was definitely within the realm of possibility. In turn, I hope that whatever is in the realm of possibility for you comes true one day too. Thank you for joining me to learn about the realm of possibility. I hope today's episode has expanded your understanding of this phrase and how to use it effectively. Hungry to improve your English? Subscribe to English Snacks and munch on mouth-watering mini lessons served fresh and bite-sized. Every episode is packed with tasty tips, sprinkled with encouragement, and whipped up to help you grow. Bring your learning appetite. Each lesson is a sweet treat you won't want to miss.